Welcome to Heal Your World on Heavenly World Network Blog Talk Radio. Join me, Heaven Lee, for angel guidance messages to help you embrace who you are and fearlessly create the life you desire. Visit me on intuitivespiritguide.com for your personal angel guidance reading. I write novels and children's books filled with imagination to carry you to beautiful new worlds. Endymion Oracle's Nina's Story is a romantic fantasy adventure with healing goddess magic and ancient wisdom inside. Get ready! We're traveling deep within. So open your heart to the limitless possibilities and let's make some real magic. Happy Friday! Welcome to Heal Your World. I put everything together. It's about time, right? During the course of the show, when I began in September of 2013, I believe, yes, 2013, I had been doing angel guidance. I had been doing interviews with authors of exciting books and people who love Michael Jackson. Been doing a lot of that. And that led me to Heal Your World for Children. And on this painting is a picture of Michael reading this book, and it's entitled Enchanted Tales. So that intrigued me, and I began reading Enchanted Tales on the air. So I started thinking I better incorporate all of this together. So this is Heal Your World, and I'm Heaven Lee, and we will be sharing angel guidance, we will be sharing enchanted tales, and I will do some interviews. So that is the new format of the show, and I think I'm settled in and ready to go with this now. The sky's the limit. Today, we are focusing on wealth. And as with everything else in your life, to manifest wealth in our physical lives and to have a healthy relationship with money, it's important to heal your spirit, to start in your spirit. Whether or not you feel that you deserve financial blessings and a healthy bank account, that has so much to do with how you feel inside about yourself. Whether or not you receive, we can do a little test right here. If you're good at receiving, when someone gives you a compliment, any compliment, the most simple compliment, oh, you look so nice today. How do you feel? What is your gut reaction? Do you just feel joyful, like, oh, thank you, that's so sweet of you? Or do you feel, oh, well, I don't think I really look my best, but thanks. Or, you're crazy. I don't ever look good. Just, you must be lying to me. Those three different styles of thinking about a compliment are possibly the same style you have about receiving anything, blessings of any type, including money. And so when you understand that this is really, truly about your spirit, how you feel about yourself, and you can retrain yourself, and you can speak with a different voice to yourself, and you can practice it. Just practice this. In that one small way, the next time somebody says, ooh, I really like that hat you're wearing, or, oh, those are cute shoes, instead of immediately trying to come up with something to say to try to humble yourself, think in this way, oh, I'm so happy. I'm so happy that someone is saying something positive and nice to me, and I'm going to decide to receive it and then give back to them a big old smile and just say, thank you. And if you're like me, if you grew up and had a childhood of feeling like you're never quite doing anything right, that can just bleed into, so to speak, every other way that you think about yourself into adulthood forever. This can stick on your spirit. So let's let go of the negative and the way we talk to ourselves about receiving anything. And let's get ready for some big, huge, financial, healthy blessings. We all deserve it. There isn't anyone who deserves to be poor. You deserve lack. You may have come into this lifetime and decided, I'm going to experience what poverty feels like, because maybe you were super rich in another lifetime and you are miserable with your money. It's not the money that makes you happy. And anybody who is super rich, super famous, they'll share that with you very quickly. It's not money or fame that makes you happy. It's how you feel about yourself inside. Well, I'm ready to talk to somebody. I'm going to answer my first call here and give some rich energy of receiving with grace and with love your financial blessings that you deserve. You absolutely deserve this. Hello, welcome to Heal Your World.
Hello.
Hi, who am I speaking with today?
This is Sherry. I'm a first-time caller.
Hi, Sherry. Well, welcome. You called on a really fun day because I'm passing out money, so to speak.
Wonderful.
I am just filling the airwaves with the fact that you deserve great wealth in all different areas of your life and just to receive with joy. So many people are afraid to receive. So are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. I like that answer. I am feeling to go to the goddess cards for you today because you are a beautiful goddess. Can you accept that and receive that in your spirit?
I can, actually. I really, really can.
Beautiful. That's beautiful. Well, here's your card. It's the goddess Hathor. This card is receptivity. Okay, this is fun. Allow yourself to receive. I just shuffled through these cards. There's 44 in the Goddess Guidance Oracle cards, and this is a deck by Doreen Virtue. I have several of her decks, and they're beautiful. This is Hathor, and she's saying, allow yourself to receive. This will increase your intuition, energy, and ability to give to others. That's you today. So I just invite you to receive that. Is there any specific question?
Beautiful.
Good. Yes.
Yeah, I love Hathor. Actually, I resonate with her. I'm just right at a place where I am. Over the last couple of months, I've been put in a position where I have to receive, which is different for me. And so I've been doing it really graciously for me, I think, and just learning that I don't always have to reciprocate, you know, other than a big thank you, like you said.
Yes.
You know,
beautiful.
Not so tit for tat. And working on manifesting some pretty big things in the next couple months.
Good. Wonderful. You are a healer. You are a giver in this world. And sometimes the healers and the givers and the brightest lights, they feel so compelled to shine and give and bless others. They have a really hard time just receiving. So I bless you to do that. And thank you so much for calling in. You're a Hathor yourself, and that's wonderful. That goddess energy flows through you. So, yeah, some more the more you can receive, as you said, graciously and joyfully, the better equipped you are to give. So it's win-win.
I agree, and I appreciate you so much.
I appreciate you, and I bless you to do your bright angel work in this world, and I thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you for calling. Please call back again if you feel moved to do so. I'd love to hear
okay.
your voice again.
Okay.
Blessings to you. Bye for now. Thank you so much, Sherry, for calling in. This is such a huge lesson for healers in the world. And I've been so blessed to have healers come into my life asking for healing. Sometimes, you know, the healers of the world are afraid to say, I have needs too. And this is a balance. This is so important to keep that balance or to just begin to balance. Because some of us, we're so out of whack. We're so unbalanced when it comes to giving, 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 and never even just realizing how empty our tank is. It's good to ask. And you know what? There are other people out there that will just say, oh, finally, it's about time. I've been wanting to give to you, but you just never seem open to it. So it's so important to allow, to receive. It couldn't have been a better card. And when I'm shuffling through these cards, as I've explained before, there's no technical way that I do this. It's all by touch. I close my eyes and I just will feel a spark, or I will feel warmth on that card, and that's telling me that that is your card. And I feel this by hearing your voice, by you sharing your energy. I mean, spirit just shoom. Different countries, different cities, different states, different time zones. It doesn't matter, because it's spirit communicating with spirit. And speaking of spirit communicating with spirit and different countries, oh my goodness. For the first time this morning, I really feel like a wealthy woman because of this. For the first time, I finally connected with someone on Skype and talked voice to voice. We've been connecting spirit to spirit for I don't know how long, maybe lifetimes. But this morning with Happy Dio of Uganda. And this month, again, I'm doing a fundraiser for his Heal the World Miracle Project in Uganda, where he helps children who are orphans. Sometimes it's a circumstance where the parents have both died of AIDS. And he has a gathering of children of ages, from toddlers to teens, that he helps. And the teenagers, he helps get them involved in sports, and people donate equipment. And he just makes the best of what he has to help and encourage these children and get them into activities. They did artwork. He took pictures of it and sent it in, and I put 24 different drawings from Uganda from these beautiful children. And I got to speak voice to voice to one little boy who was there today when Happy was on Skype with me. It's like being on the phone, but all this technology is just fascinating and amazing, and I love it that I can speak to someone. I believe that our hearts speak to each other, that our spirits speak to each other. And we have for lifetimes and lifetimes, and there's no barrier. But it is fun in this physical world to get to hear a voice, that's connected with that spirit. And so with that in mind, you can call me here for your blessing. And the number here is 646-716-7684. talking to Happy this morning. I'm so excited and joyful about it. I want to share it with you. There was a little boy there with him, and he was 5. And I heard some other people talking in the background, some other children there with him. Well, he put little Favor on the phone with me, and I was able to speak to him, and just about made me cry. It's just such a cute voice. These children all over the world, they need our help. They need our help. And why is that? Why did the universe set this up, that there are countries who are very rich comparatively and countries that are very poor comparatively? And sometimes I think maybe it was set up this way, it came into being this way, for us to learn how to get together and help each other. And so I bless you, every healer out there whose vision is to heal the world, to heal the world for the world's children. I bless you to be greatly financially blessed so that you can fulfill your life purpose in whatever way you do, in whatever talents you possess, whether it's gardening, whether it's caring for animals, whether it's giving food to the wild animals, whether it's caring for nature, whether it's caring for your family, your children, you're a stay-at-home mom or you're a workout mom and you have small children, you have beautiful, wonderful world healing power. And I bless you. I bless your finances, especially today, so that you can fulfill your purpose without having to worry about money. And so that we can give to those who need us. In December, Heal Your World for Children was working to raise money for World Child Cancer, which we did, and we raised a total with their matching that month of $300 from the book sales. So you could go on Amazon and find that book if you want to get involved. This month we're raising money for Happy and Favor and Peter. He's the one that always loves to wear a hat. And the children of Uganda. What is it that you need financial blessings for? What is it that you want to do with your life? How do you see? What is your personal vision of healing the world with your life? Because that's what today is all about, blessing you to do that. And I send you blessings with all my heart. I'm going to invite the people in chat. Also, if you're too shy to call in, go ahead and give me a message in chat that you would like a blessing, and I would be happy to give you a blessing on the air. Today, I would like to speak to, not specifically, not to embarrass anyone, but I know that there are people out there who are suffering with addiction problems. And so I send a blessing to you to free that up. Sometimes we're addicted to staying in a state of not receiving. We just have a habit of feeling that we're not good enough, and we're addicted to that. There are other addictions. There's alcohol. I bless you to let go of that. It's a barrier. It's a wall. It keeps you from moving forward in a healthy way. Food addictions. You know, I feel like each of these arenas and fought with those things and was able to jump out again and reclaim my power. So it's not that I've just had a smooth sailing life. I think most people, most healers battle with things and they understand things. And now it's time for you to receive. I have another caller who wants a blessing. I can feel it. So here goes. Let's give another blessing. Welcome to Hello. Heal Your World. You're on the air.
Hi. Thank you.
Hi. Who am I speaking with today?
My name is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia. It's wonderful
Hello.
To hear your voice.
Thank
Hi,
you.
Are you ready for your blessing today, for manifesting
oh.
wealth in all areas?
Yes, I would love for the angels to speak with me. Sure, absolutely, yes.
I'm going to have your blessing come through the well-being cards today. And these are by Esther Hicks, Law of Attraction. She has some wonderful classes and wonderful books. And I just love knowing that we have the power to create. We have the power to speak into the universe. And this today is about receiving, allowing it to come to us. Your message today is a cute sunshine face with rosy cheeks in the middle of a lake. And this is the illustration is of nighttime, and it looks like there's fireflies sparkling above this big lake, and just a happy, joyful face. It says, "The vibrations of my being influence the universe." So, yes, exactly. Co-creating with the universe. How do you feel about that?
I believe it. I really believe it. There's a story behind that. Sure. Yes.
That's great. There's more in-depth is on the back of the card. These are two-sided cards, and I love them. Well-being cards by Jerry and Esther Hicks. So here is your more specific, and then we can talk about just what I'm feeling and what I pick up in the moment. This says, everything vibrates and is communicating, reacting, responding, and integrating with other vibrating things. Once you begin to offer your vibrations on purpose, and that's what we're talking about today, is your life purpose. Now you are in absolute control of your experience. Oftentimes we can't control our circumstances, but we can control our experience within those circumstances.
Yes.
Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely.
Is there anything specific that you would like to ask?
I'm looking for, I'd like to know about 2015. Excuse me. I'm looking for peace and harmony and tranquility and just a very, very good, just a very beautiful year.
That's wonderful.
With no worries.
See, sometimes to ask, we tend to ask, as society dictates, ask for more money, ask for fame, ask for success. But those three things that you just ask for peace and harmony and love, these are the real riches. That is the beautiful wealth that when you ask for that, the universe smiles and giggles and says, here you go. Because you're co-creating that. You're deciding this is what I want and this is what I'm going to create. So, yes, I do so send that blessing, and the angels smile and laugh and applaud because that's what you asked. And that's such a beautiful blessing for everyone around you. When you have that peace and harmony within, you're just a blessing to everyone around you. And I thank you so much for thinking that way. Some people never get to even thinking that way.
Yeah, I've had a rough, I've dealt with karma for the past 4 years, and I've had to shed and release situations, people, circumstances from my life. So now I'm here, you know, in the now.
Yes.
I've released all that, and I am not going to accept anything but peace and harmony, love, joy, goodness, truthfulness into my
yes.
life from now on. I've let go of everything else. I've healed it. And I'm moving on. And I know there's goodness, you know, right there.
Absolutely. That's
yeah.
wonderful. For your specific question and what you asked for, the card comes up. This is one of the sweetest cards. I love this one. It's a tree. A tree just symbolizes, it's just the epitome of peacefulness. And inside the tree, that this is a tree in springtime. It's just full of green leaves. And it's a drawing that reminds me of the tree that we have outside, actually. Just flowing leaves, happy, very happy tree. And inside is a little bird peeking out. And its face is highlighted, and you just see one little eye. It's a profile, but it's just such a symbol of peace. And the message is, there is nothing for me to guard against. You've really released it. You've really released it. That's beautiful. The more detailed message is, you exist in a place of absolute well-being. Tell yourself that again and again. Know it. Be the evidence of it to give others reason to believe that all can be well. And they're just mirroring back to you. The angels are just mirroring back to you what you just said. So you must be right.
Okay. Well, I do feel it. It's starting. I did have a dream the other night that I released three white doves. So maybe that's a good confirmation.
Wonderful.
I looked up symbolism of doves, white doves.
Yes.
Which symbolizes peace. So I'm so happy that the universe is, bringing me peace.
Very much agreeing with you and co-creating it with you, because you are the power. And I think the universe, more than us feeling that it's a door to knock on and ask for things and have things passed out to us, the universe teaches us, well, you create it and I'll agree with you. So if we decide, oh, my life is horrible and it's just chaos and nothing will ever change, the universe will say, I wanted better for you, but if that's what you're deciding, okay, I agree. And I think, it kind of works more that way than knocking on the door and having things given to us. But that proves our power. And when you feel your own power, it's limitless. I love the doves. You're absolutely right. The doves were huge for me, even personally. Last year, I was told that I would be sent a dove. And there actually was one that came, built a nest in a tree. And the tree just comes right up by a bedroom window. So even though the tree was very high up, and if I go outside, I couldn't have even seen the nest. It was right outside the window. So I just enjoyed that beautiful dove, and this picture, it's obviously a dove because it's kind of hiding in the tree and you can see the white face. You're creating it, and you're a wonderful manifester because you create it. You say it is, and the universe just says, yes, I agree with you.
Yes, thank you for that reading. That is so beautiful of you. And you are correct. In my releasing time, what I did is I released all the negative words that I used to say. I don't say should, or you can't. I eliminated all those negative words. And
wonderful.
I only speak the positive, even when I'm speaking with people, because I realized and I learned how those words actually bring things into your life. and the words that I was using were wrong. They were not right. They were not
optimal.
They were not working for me. Right, exactly.
Yes. Yes.
So I learned the power of words.
Individual. Yes. Words can be connected to, in a soul, on a cellular way, lifetimes and lifetimes of meanings that they have for us. And it can mean something else for someone else. So they're not necessarily wrong words, but they could be not the best for you. And when you learn those like hot button words for you and you release them and you let go of that and you say words that have a positive meaning for you, it does make a difference. It builds a new pattern of thought and a way of being. It really does make a difference. So good for you. This is wonderful. And I just bless you to keep doing what you're doing. It's working now.
Thank you.
I just see an absolutely great 2015 for you. So call back and let me know how things are going anytime. I'm here every Friday at the same time.
I appreciate it. That was a beautiful reading, and I love your energy. And thank you for being here for us. We so much, as a society, need people like you. So thank you very much, and have a blessed day.
Thank you so much, Patricia. I feel that way about you, too. So let's keep going. We're healing the world in our own ways. Thank you so much.
Okay. Have a good day.
Have a
great good weekend. Bye-bye.
You too. Have a great weekend. Bye for now.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Patricia, for calling in. That was rejuvenating, enlightening. Oh, just everybody grab a hold of that, because she's doing it. She's living it. Everything I said up until the time she called, she is a mirror of that, and the universe was just saying, yes, yep, you got it. So this is what we can learn from people who are actually doing it. This is not an impossible dream. This is a reality. It's almost like, thinking about getting into the flow of things, getting onto a freeway, it can be that easy. Getting into the flow of your blessings, just merge into it, receive. Don't be afraid to get on the road and get going. Oftentimes it really does just take that, saying yes, I allow it, and releasing. And we were talking with my friend Polly from Utah. She's actually been on the show before, and we did a full interview last year, and it was so enlightening and amazing, and she's a world-healing soul. And we talked about getting into the flow of things and flying first, love yourself, healing your pain, letting go, as Patricia just shared, letting go of words that have a negative connotation for you. And you can think about that. You can start writing down the words that when you say them, you just start pulling yourself down. Oh, thank you. Someone in chat said there's no sound. Everything looks good on this end of it. It doesn't look like I've dropped off. So hopefully you'll get the sound back. Wildflower Wind, thank you for letting me know about that. But I think things are working on this end, because I have been speaking with people on the air. If you would like a blessing, I would love to give you one. And if you can't hear at this moment, okay, another person said they do have sound, and the other person that didn't has logged out. Well, maybe if you log back in, sound will come back. Sound, come on back. Oh, we were just talking about cutting ties to even words, because what you say is what you're thinking. What you say is how you've been taught to talk to yourself. So I would truly love to send you into the flow today, and that is just with your belief, with your own belief about how this is supposed to work. Sometimes we're taught, and our bless their hearts, they don't mean to make us feel bad about ourselves. They're giving us what they got from their parents. You see how far back this goes? Oh, there's so many things that they could say that just get into our minds as children and defeat us when it comes to accepting, and that goes right to wealth as well. I know Susie Orman, and if you need somebody to tell you how to invest, money markets, all that, that's not what I'm here for. I'm here to help you open up spiritually to know your power, to feel that receptivity, as Hathor was just telling us in that beautiful card, to open up to receive. And that's all up to you. That's all allowing it. I'm going to take a short break and we'll come right back. We'll take some more calls and I will, hopefully everybody has sound. And thank you. Thank you in chat room for helping the other people who don't have the sound on the show. And you can always listen to this back. It'll be in the shows on demand, so you can hear any part of it that you may have missed. We'll be right back after this. Angel guidance readings take you on a loving journey filled with messages that your angels and spirit guides long to share with you. You'll discover wisdom to help you with real life issues. Spirit is showing you every day that you are love and you are so very loved. You can find angel guidance at intuitivespiritguide.com. You are love. Have you ever heard that before? Has anyone ever told you that? You are love. You may have heard God is love. You are love. And I will just let those two things combined mean to you whatever it's going to mean to you. Wildflower Wind on chat, I would love to give you a blessing. And now that you can hear me, it'll make more sense to you. So I would love to give you a blessing from these well-being cards. Well-being. What I have for you, oh, I love this one. I haven't even seen all of these cards. There are, I believe there are 66 in this particular deck. Oh, 60. 60 cards in this particular deck. And this is from the Teachings of Abraham, Well-Being Cards by Esther and Jerry Hicks. And I love them, and I love the Law of Attraction. And now that I have your permission, I was waiting for that, to have you say yes. Here it is. I am life everlasting. I am an eternal being. And there is this illustration of this lady, beautiful spirit, in this field of flowers, bright pinks, bright blue, and white and yellow flowers. That makes sense. I'm just looking at your profile name here and saying, oh, yeah, that makes sense. This is you. This is you. You're a beautiful, bright, and wildflower wind spirit. And you are life everlasting. And you are an eternal being. Here's some more detailed message. Really take this in and understand that whatever is happening in your life right now, you are eternal. The circumstance is temporary. And you can decide, you have a whole lot of power to decide. In fact, you have all the power to decide how you will receive what's happening, if you will receive what's happening, and how to deal with it. Here's your message. You cannot die. You are everlasting life. In grace, you may choose to relax and allow your gentle transition back into your non-physical state of pure, positive energy. Your natural state is foreverness. I mean, not all people believe in this, and that's okay. I love, and it's my therapy, to practice what some people call ascension, and that is just, it's like a dream state, but it's meditation, and you just let your spirit float. I would go to someone who was my guide, my counsel here on Earth for a while, and she would tell me that every time we would meet, she could just feel it. My spirit just didn't want to stay inside my body. It just kept floating out there. And I think, you know, we all do. We can all do that in meditation. And so this is just affirming, assuring you, you're forever. You are forever. We don't end. We are love. God is love. We have no end. We are eternal beings. Some people have chosen to come here before, and some people don't believe in that, and that's fine. This is what I feel. This is what I feel from the angels. So they're assuring you that you are forever, and you are rich in the best of ways, and I just send real financial, physical blessings to you. And buy more flower seeds. Spread your healing, because you are a healer. And I thank you so much for all you do. Another person in chat, COG, you are so helpful. And thank you for helping Wildflower Wind to get the sound of on the show. So I would love to give you a blessing as well. And I feel to switch, you're very welcome. I love people in chat. You know, some people, they don't feel like calling in, and that is just perfectly fine. The deck that I'm feeling, if you would like your reading, that's COG. Yes. This is from a really fun, it's kind of a whimsical deck. You're very welcome. I'm shuffling through the cards right now. And this one is Healing with the Fairies. Beautiful deck, another one by Doreen Virtue. I love hers. She has inspired me so much, along with Eckhart Tolle, Sarah Von Braunick, the Pink Book. I brought both of my Pink books, and I'm doing a show with them sitting beside me today. Simple Abundance. This really opened my eyes. It's one of her books from back in the 90s. In fact, I think it was published in 1990, but it's still a favorite, and it's still very timely today. Ah, your message is for visualization. Visualize. And since we're speaking today about manifesting wealth, it's like homework for you, but it's really fun homework. This beautiful fairy princess with lavender and butterfly wings, gorgeous wings. And she's sitting on a nice, beautiful rock, and it's made for sitting, so it must be at one of those comfortable rocks. And there's a body of water around her. There's rain coming down, or a waterfall coming down over a rock, and it's jutting out over this beautiful body of water where she's sitting. And you see her from the back, so you can see her wings. She has her hand dipping in the water. You can tell in the picture that it's portraying that her hand would be swirling around in the water. And that's what this card is telling you. Jump in. Jump in. Feel your power. Create that wealth. Understand what you have. You know, water. I love all the symbolism that comes with water, and that's reminding me of what I was just thinking today. Gratitude brings more of what you love, even if all you have is a rock, even if all you have is a stone. You know, you remember the loaves and fishes, the miracles that can be created with stone, with our just our belief, can turn something that looks worthless into something priceless. And that's your blessing today. I bless you with this. Some circumstances in your life look hopeless, and you can, by the way you believe and by gratitude for what you do have, you can turn that into something beautiful, joyful, and hopeful. When I'm down, when I'm depressed, and I have days when I just don't feel good, I giggle a lot on Fridays. But you know what? There's one thing I keep coming back to. I love my children. I love my family. And I'm so grateful for them and the relationships in my life and the other spirits that I get to laugh with and talk with and cry with in my life. Those are my biggest blessings. That's what I have most gratitude for. But on the days when I'm really feeling down, yes, I do. Windflower Wind says, I can't believe you get depressed. Yes, I do. You know, we can all take a lesson from Robin Williams. The people who love to make other people happy, and that's just kind of their life purpose, they can get the most down and feel the most lost and alone sometimes. And that's why I come to heal the healers. Because those who are always thinking about taking care of other people, making other people laugh, bringing a smile to their faces, those are the ones who tend to get the most down and feel the most sad. And on those days, there's nothing else that I can feel grateful for, nothing else that I can call to my mind. I'm thankful for warm water. Think about it. Not everybody in this world has warm water. They can't turn on the tap and there's cold water and hot water. Oh, it feels so good. I put warm water, almost hot, all over this washcloth and I wring it out and I put it on my face this morning, washing my face, and I just say, thank you for warm water, for hot water. It's just, it's a blessing. There's something everybody has to be grateful for. And what I've learned through the many beautiful writers that I've studied is that when you focus on what you love that you have right now, and it's just beautiful having people to talk to, having people call in or having people come in on chat. And Wildflower Wind is saying, I agree. COG on chat is saying, yes, thank for that. We agree. We agree together. And so we're co-creating this right now. Yes. If there's something you have to be grateful for, then you focus on what you have to be grateful for. You focus on what you have and expand that. Because guess what? If we focus on what we don't have in an angry way, I don't mean envisioning what you want, because then you can put yourself in it. You can be in the now. You can play with that vision of what you want in your life. And that is embracing it and allowing it to come to you. And that's very good. But if you're talking about, I don't have this and I don't have that. Oh, how come he has that and she has this? Then you're focusing on what you don't want. And guess what? You're attracting to yourself more of what you don't want. More complaining. More, oh, I wish I had that. I wish I had this. So that's why I say thank you. Thank you, universe, that I'm even here. That I'm even getting to interact with beautiful souls and beautiful spirits here on Earth. You are earth angels. I like to say star babies. This is what I've been given, and I just want to share it. Everybody has some talent that is unique to them. There isn't another you. You know, we are all one, but there is not another individual like you. And so I thank you so much for being here. In putting together the show today, I always love to come up with a song to end this with that goes along with what we've been talking about. And this one is from my Faith in You album. It's the first one I did. My daughter was only 4 years old, had a lot of fun with this, writing these songs, and they're very spiritual in nature. And whether you are tuned in to Buddha, Jesus, all the powerful, wonderful teachers, Muhammad, whatever you are tuned into, I believe in the religion of love. I'm tuned into love, and God is love. And that's how I live now. I came from a very strict background. The song I chose today is entitled, You Are Love. This is where your riches come from. The love inside you is a never-ending fountain of riches. Oh, thanks for following me, COG. Thank you for following the show. This time with you has sped by so fast today, and I appreciate you so much. Woot, woot. Thank you. Oh, I love my chat friends. Before I let you go today, I have to make a really fun announcement. Next week, the 23rd, the date will be 1, 2, 3, the way we write it here in America. 1, 2, 3, ABC. Join me when Heal Your World welcomes a very special guest. She is an author and state of the heart wellness coach, Lisa Breezy. And we'll be talking about her brand new book, Michael Jackson, The Man in Our Mirror, A Reflection of Our Collective Soul. And I'm about halfway through this book right now, and I am enjoying it just tremendously. It's wonderful. So find me on intuitivespiritguide.com. And I thank you, everyone in chat. Thank you, callers today, Sherry and Patricia. Big, huge blessings for you that you are actually creating out of your own love, because you, COG in chat, and Wildflower Wind in chat, I love you. You are star babies and earth angels. Keep blessing the world and keep healing inside. The more you take time for yourself and heal yourself and do the things that bring you joy, all the more better you will be to everybody else. Such a blessing. Such blessings to the world. I thank you. You are beauty and eternity within. And that includes wealth and financial abundance. It flows through you. You are love, and you are so very loved. And I hope to hear from you again next week when we have a really fun interview with Lisa Breezy. Take care, and I love you, star babies.